Well, I don't know what just happened, but I was disconnected, and when I'm disconnected, everybody is disconnected because the line goes dead. So we'll have to wait a few minutes while everybody gets a chance to call back in. So what I was talking about here is this is a reminder that we're on the third teleseminar on how to attract a new car. This is part two of our false start of just a moment ago. And I was trying to remind people to not focus on money, but to focus on the end result of what they want. In this case, it's probably a brand new car. And it most likely has nothing to do with car payments or with something broken down in the back that you have to get money for. Again, focus on the end result, focus on already having it, focus on having it with the joyful feeling that it is yours now. Then follow the intuition, follow the opportunities, take action as they appear, take what I call inspired action, and it will be yours. I hate to sound like I'm oversimplifying the process, but the essence of it is in the attractor factor, and we don't need to complicate it. So, again, I apologize for what just took place. I don't know why we got disconnected. Tom, are you still on the line?
Well, we're actually back on the line. We hung up and redialed. I hope you can hear me.
Okay, I can hear you just fine now. Tom Pauly, along with his daughter, is Penelope on the line?
I am. Here I am.
Okay.
I am.
Yes. How perfect. Wrote and self-published their first book, which I love. I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams. I am. I love the title. I mean, the title alone is this wonderful affirmation. This is both the story of how their family rose from a second personal bankruptcy to a rich and happy life practically overnight and the system that took them there. The book is now published by Berkeley Books, a division of Penguin Putnam, and I strongly encourage you to get it. Again, it's called I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams. I am. I just love saying the title.
I know. The title just... You know, I tried not to write that title.
Oh, shame on you.
No, I did. I thought it was arrogant at the time. I got the whole book. I've got the outline for the first five chapters in about 5 minutes one morning, I jotted it down, and that was the title. And I tried over and over while we wrote the book to get rid of it, and it just wouldn't go away.
Well, I love titles like that, and you've got
it
in there.
Yeah.
Well, Tom is obviously a writer and a salesman. He's worked as a copywriter for some of the biggest advertising agencies and clients in this country. And he sold everything from downtown real estate to life insurance and power factor correction. Now he teaches other people how to get rich beyond their wildest dreams. Penelope came to work for her father after graduating from film school and helped him create one of the first internet success stories selling advertising for a small technical website, which eventually sold to a large public corporation. Tom and Penelope, they listened to me because I urged them to start a marketing class, an amazing e-class called Quantum Marketing, Unleashing a Higher Power. And they also have a study course called Quantum Selling, Opening the Portal. I've taken both classes, and actually I've taken them repeatedly, and they have far exceeded my expectations. They're wonderful courses on creating just about anything you could imagine, and some of the things you might even think are impossible that you can create. You go into this course and then manifest. You can find all of the information about their work at their website, which is richdreams.com, www.richdreams.com. And I'll give that link out later, and I'll email it to the people listening. Hopefully they're all back online by now. Tom and Penelope, welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
How are you both doing?
Oh, well, we're doing great. We just got out of the pool.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, wonderful.
It's so beautiful here in California right now. We've had a real wet spring, and it was gorgeous. So we jumped in the pool before the show.
Well, I love doing that. I was cleaning the pool here before the show. Well, these people that are on the line want to know how to manifest a car. We've gone through two other teleseminars. Tonight's the third one. We're focusing on how to attract a new car. If these people called you up, and again, you probably heard, there's people from Germany, Japan, all over the United States, hundreds if not thousands of them online right now, and we'll be reading and listening to this material later. How would you advise them to attract a car?
Well, one thing, now these are all people that bought when the big promotion that you ran on the Attractor Factor.
Yeah.
Well, then we have given them, as part of your promotion, one of the bonuses, a book entitled getting the car you want
at a price you love.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we have a lot of all the details in there and that we do on getting a car, and we'll be happy to go over some of them now.
Oh, okay.
And
first of all, I mean, and everyone should, if you were a part of that and you got that bonus, take advantage. That book is very popular on our website, and it is step by step how to do it.
We've never given that to anybody as a gift before, so. But Joe's special. He's you put us in business by talking us into doing quantum marketing and
you're changing lives. It's been amazing how you've been doing that over the years. Let me quickly remind people that if they go to MrFire.com/factor, they will see the instructions on how to claim their download bonuses, and then they can go and get the book that you're referring to. And if for some reason they want to go directly to your site, is this book you're talking about on your Rich Dream site?
Yes,
it is.
Okay.
If you go to the ebook page,
mm-hmm.
you can purchase it there.
Okay, great. Well, tell them some specifics here on how to get this car.
Well, let's start with, and you know, I think what you're saying is almost exactly what we say,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes people hear it from somebody else that sounds different to them.
Yeah.
And I think this is a wonderful thing you're doing. It's really great.
Thank you.
I think, first of all, what you need to do if you want a new car is you need to figure out what you want. That is what we encourage people to do most of all, is the first step in anything, in getting any of the desires that you have, is to know what you want.
That's a huge thing.
A lot of people don't know what they want. A lot of people think they know what they want. A lot of people think they might want a Maserati, or they think they want someone to drive around in a limo. But when you think about it further, think if you really, really can see yourself in what you're asking for.
Do I tell the story now?
You can tell the story.
I'm going to tell this real brief story about someone that we taught the system to and what happened to them. It was a gentleman in San Diego who was a night watchman. He's pushing 50, and he lived in an upstairs garage apartment. He had a good job. He saved about $5,000. And when we explained the system of how to get rich to him, he said the only thing he wanted was a Bentley, a two-year-old Bentley.
Hmm.
A two-year-old? What is the color blue?
Oh, dark blue, that midnight blue.
Midnight blue with the camel-colored and leather interior.
He knew exactly what he wanted.
He had the details, that's for sure.
He knew exactly. And we always tell everybody, hey, you know, ask for the Bentley or the Rolls, but also you might want a new Chevy, you know. Because
if you have like a 20-year-old Chevy, it's okay to ask for a 10-year-old Chevy or a 1-year-old Chevy or a brand-new Chevy and ask for the big stuff. You ask for the big stuff and you ask for the little stuff.
Because you've got to become the person who's ready to have that vehicle before you can have it and enjoy it. Wouldn't you say so, Joe?
Yeah, and how do you become that person? Because I hear people on this call that, first of all, I'm glad that you say that they have to know what they want, because I did hear a few people before the call actually started when I was quietly eavesdropping say that they hadn't decided on their car yet. And so they need to decide on what they want, but if they do want something like a Bentley or a Jag, or our friend Charles is in Japan wanting this handmade car that I never heard of before.
And that would be Charles.
That would be Charles, yes, which is perfect for you, Charles. How do they become the person who can have a Viper, or the person who can have the Jag, or the person who can have the Bentley? How do they become that?
Well, see, they have to go. That's a natural process. That will happen automatically.
We're going to give you a little more detail about the steps that you take.
Well, we've heard the steps over and over again.
You've heard the steps, and we're going to show you a detailed way that we do it. And as you go through your life, you will become that person.
Yeah, as you ask for something, you'll be, things will happen to you, chemicalization, testing, however you see that. Something will go wrong, you'll have to deal with it, and all of a sudden, one day you feel like you've stepped up a step, and you have become the person who has that car. You won't get it until you do, or if you do get it, it's for a lesson. But the first car that I asked for was a Mercedes. As you know from reading our book, the Rich Dreams book,
yeah.
I asked for, and I detailed it. I knew exactly what Mercedes I wanted, but ended up I got a Volkswagen, and it was brand new, and I loved it.
And you have to understand the clunker that they had at the time.
Oh, gosh.
It was quite an improvement.
It was a huge improvement. We didn't have a car that would make it to the grocery store and back, you know, safely. And we got the Volkswagen and had it about 11 months, and just it's just like, I don't know, without even, it was just such a natural process. Went into the bank to ask them about refinancing that one because I thought the interest rate was too high. They misunderstood, thought I was trying to take cash out because I was broke. When I wasn't broke, I had a lot of money. And finally, I talked to the guy who was in head of the whole department, and he says, oh, well, I'm sorry, you can have your refinance then. And I said, well, I don't want it. It wouldn't work for me. And he says, well, what do you want? I said, well, I want a Mercedes. And he says, okay. And, I mean, I didn't even dawn on me that I could get it, but I got it. I got it 11 months later. So I got what I wanted, but I got something in between. And
to get you to the next step.
You got to get to the next step. So ask for everything that you want. Don't just
because sometimes you may get the big thing, and that's what happened to this night watchman.
Yeah, he had he asked for a Bentley. And about 3 days later, a guy drove into the coffee shop that he was at, and had a midnight blue Bentley with gold interior, yada, 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 exactly what he wanted. And he asked the guy to go look at it. He says, I'm in love with this car. And he says, buy it from me. And he says, oh, sir, I couldn't. It was 2 years old.
Mm.
You know how much a two-year-old Bentley is?
Mm-hmm. Well, how much, for the people who don't know, what would be the ballpark for something like that?
$300,000.
Well, the new ones are $330,000.
The new one is a 330, okay.
$330,000, so a used one, 2 years old, you know, it's going to depreciate, but it's going to be $250.
Yes.
At least.
$250,000, okay.
$250,000 for four wheels and CDs.
Yes, that'll get you to the grocery store.
Yes. So he says, well, I could do it. The guy says, well.
He says, I can't possibly afford your Bentley. I only have $5,000 in the bank. I mean, that's all I've got.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says, oh, write me a check. He says, what? He says, you know what? I'm getting a divorce, and my no-good, richety-ratchety ex-wife is trying to get my car, and I'd rather give it to you than her.
Isn't that amazing?
He sold him a two-year-old Bentley, the exact car this guy wanted, for $5,000, handed him the pink slip that night.
These are the stories I absolutely love. These are how you attract the car. It's out of our ego's orchestrated process. In other words, our ego thinks, well, it has to be done in a certain way.
Right.
Our ego thinks that you have to go to the car lot and you have to get it through conventional loans. But the universe, or the wider picture, this thing that's bigger than all of us, might send somebody to your house or put you in a situation where you meet somebody who just wants to get rid of the car that you want for just what you're willing to pay.
Yes, that's absolutely true. I've had that happen, too. But in the case of our guy delivered, he drove up to our house and wanted to sell his car. And
but that was a whole other story.
But the guy with the Bentley, he got the Bentley, and he was just happy as you can imagine. Oh, he drove it everywhere, took his friends around, went out to dinner, found out that
you got to tip a little bit more to LA with a Bentley.
Tipping is a little higher.
Yes.
They don't really want to park it in every parking lot
right.
You drive by.
Then the next thing he did, he said, well, you know, I got nervous because he didn't have a garage, so he says, I'm going to give it to my dad. He's got a garage. He can keep it. Well, the dad's not going to let that Bentley sit in the garage. He took it out driving.
Mm.
And then he smashed in the right front fender.
Mm.
Okay? And so after 3 months of having this car, the guy was so frustrated, overwhelmed, he wasn't the man for that car.
He didn't want that car anymore.
Oh,
he had the lesson that he wanted out of it. He had learned a great lesson.
He got it. He asked for it, and he got it. And then he found out that it wasn't really what he wanted.
That wasn't his path. Not that it's good or bad. You're not good or bad because of the car you drive, for gosh sakes.
Right.
You know? But you're good. You're just found that this wasn't his path. This wasn't the road he was on. Didn't have a Bentley driving it. So he sold it, and he sold it at a bargain price of $125,000.
I was just going to say, I bet he sold it for a good chunk of a profit.
He did, $125, and with the dent, and the guy was thrilled to have it.
That ain't bad.
That's actually wonderful. And you know what? I got to pause here, if you don't mind. Let me interrupt, because you are reminding me of the story of my getting my first brand-new car. I remember when I was doing this healing work 20 years ago, and I started to focus on manifesting my first car while I was always driving these clunkers. And when I started looking around, I thought I wanted a Mercedes. And I didn't know what it would be like to have a Mercedes, but I started looking at them. Then, of course, all the fears came up. How will I afford it? How would I pay for it? And I was very much into the mindset that a lot of people have been that are on this call, where they start worrying about payments. And I found that as I started looking at the Mercedes, I would overhear things that would turn me off. I remember being in a bookstore. Now, I'm in a bookstore. I'm looking at books. And somebody walks in off the street whose car just broke down outside. And it was a Mercedes. And he said, I hate Mercedes. They're always breaking down. And I remember hearing that. It's like, Joe, pay attention to this. This isn't
right.
about this guy's car breaking down. This is about you hearing this message.
That's right.
And I remember looking at other cars, and I was actually led, my very first brand-new car, and I ended up buying about five of these kind of cars, was a Saturn. And I loved that Saturn. It was not on the status level of a Mercedes.
Right.
But that car meant so much to me.
Right.
And I ended up buying five more. I think it was four or five more. And I bought Marion, my ex at the time, my late ex, who bought three of those kind of cars for her. And she absolutely loved them. It wasn't until a few years ago that I finally moved into the BMW category. And, of course, I still love Saturns, but I don't own Saturns anymore. I'm now a BMW guy. But I had to go through this process that was also a change process inside Joe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that is so important for us all to remember that it's okay if you don't really want a Mercedes.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that you're not good enough or you're not rich enough or you're not don't have that status that people are so consumed with. What matters is that you have a car you love.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Oh, boy, that is so true.
And, you know, when you talk about the lists, I looked a little bit at the lists of people, the site that you have with the various message boards.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking through that, and I noticed that people, they're doing a lot of dreaming. They want the
uh-huh.
big car or the fancy car, and they want the payments now. And I mean, you know, the most important thing is that you hold it in your heart and you see it inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever car this is, I mean, I have gone through, I've had four Mercedes, and right now I have a Jeep and a Chrysler,
mm-hmm.
and I love my Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has one of those new Pacificas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which, scarily and ironically, I have a Pacifica and my husband has a Jeep.
It's terrible. You know, we got them all half price, so we said, hey, well, let's get a bunch.
Load up the driveway with twinsies.
But, you know, his Jeep's bright red. My Jeep is. And they're both limiteds with the big engines. And
you know,
we don't drag race.
You focused on a very good point. It's all about making your heart sing. It's not
right.
about an ego status symbol. It's more about what's the fun thing that you feel fantastic in driving. What is appropriate for you?
Right. If you have kids, I have a one-year-old. I'm not going to buy a Mercedes. She's just going to pour juice on the leather and get crumbs everywhere and squish her banana in there.
Okay, and you know, you hear messages. I have a friend who's a lemon law lawyer in San Diego.
Mm.
He's a very dear friend. And the worst company to deal with, and he tells me these horror stories day in and day out, is Mercedes. I mean, it's
amazing.
A fantastic car to drive, but they will not admit they have a problem. And then if you finally get to the point where it's like, you know, you insist to go to court, they'll send in five lawyers to fight you over a small problem.
Hmm.
I mean, they're just not going to be sued. And it's funny. You get those messages. And this last time I went to buy a car for my Jeep, I wrote down three cars. I wanted an SUV. So I wrote down a Jeep Grand Cherokee. I wrote down a BMW 5X. And I wrote down a Mercedes ML 430. We'd had one of those, and my wife was adamantly opposed to it, so there was really no point writing that down. But I did in futility anyway. But when all this settled through, I asked for those three cars, and I did my work. I was active, and I went out there, and I looked around, and I ended up with a Jeep. And I am so happy. The universe knew what car was better for me.
Tell me, because a lot of people listening may not understand, when you say, I wrote it down, I think when you write something down, it means more than a shopping list to you.
Oh, is,
absolutely.
What
we
is
have
that?
A real,
tell me about that process.
A detailed process that you do. There's a some rules that go along with writing down.
She loves the rules. You get to hear all the rules.
Oh, tell us a few of those rules, or all of them if you can.
The first rule is you always write in present tense only, because we experience life in the present tense. If you really want that new car, you want to be able to drive it, you want to be able to drive it in the now. You can't drive something in the future.
Mm.
So you get out, we say get out a 79-cent notebook. And for people around the world, that is a sort of strange way to say things. It just means a spiral notebook with paper in it. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Just
it could
get out
the back of an envelope.
It could be a back of an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
We like to keep it in one place because it's easy to
deal
with.
You don't spend a lot of money.
Don't spend a lot of money planning, right? Save your money for the car. But you get a notebook and you get a pen and you write down the first thing I want. I have a new car. I have a new or like new car. We write down like new because there's times you can get incredible deals on something that's just like brand new, but
it
isn't.
Four cars
that are like new
that we paid half price for, and they are like brand new. We get them with like 12,000 miles on them.
Oh, nice insight. Okay.
So that's a big key.
Okay,
the next
that's the
thing
first
you do,
step.
That's the first step is you always do it in present tense. And then what you want to do, skip lines, leave enough space around what you want because you're practicing abundance in your notebook. And you detail everything you want in that car, what you want out of the car, how you want to feel in the car. So your list could look like this. I have a new or like new car. It is a Jeep Grand Cherokee. It is blue. The seats,
it has
leather seating. It has a CD changer. It has beautiful wheels. I feel safe in it.
Chrome wheels. It has whatever you specifically
specific
want.
Specific things
you get
that
down
you
to
want.
The details of the radio, and you get down to the details of everything that you want in that car, to the point where you go out and you go to a dealership and you sit in one of those things and you look around at it and you feel it and you smell the leather and you know it and you own it in your heart.
Mm.
Okay?
And
so it's not just some, like, pie-in-the-sky thing you saw on the
Fine Living Network.
Yes, it's not like a Hollywood dream. It's your dream. It's what you want. You can see yourself driving in this. I mean, this is kind of cool. You just feel neat about it. I mean, if you go into a dealership and you don't feel like, I don't have a BMW right now. I don't have a Mercedes. And I, for the longest time, was writing down that I wanted a Bentley or a Rolls Royce. But you know what? I don't even want to go to the dealership and sit in one. I'm not comfortable with it. So why should I mess with that?
Not ready.
I'm not ready for it. I mean,
That's good to know. That's a beautiful insight. So that's step two, is that writing it out stage. Is that what
right.
I understand?
And you're detailed.
And
you want to stay positive. Don't put no's in there.
Mm.
I do not have to pay high car payments. The universe doesn't hear no, so you're asking for high car payments. What you put down is, it is affordable to me.
It is easily paid for.
And you do this on each on a separate line. You keep it short and simple. Keep those messages short and sweet. Don't go on and on and on and on and on and on. It's this and it has chrome wheels. And don't take your whole what you want and put it in one sentence. It's too hard. The universe is going to give to you what you want, the best to its ability, the closest to your list in the fastest possible way. So if you get every single thing on your list except chrome wheels, do you not want the car? Or do you want the car?
You can get the chrome wheels later.
You can always get chrome wheels later. You can always get any detail later.
And when you're writing, be sure that you do not use the word want. Mm. I want a new car. I want a Mercedes-Benz E-Class.
That is going to make you want it.
Forever.
You're going to ask. You're asking for wanting.
Do not say, I will have a new car. That means you're going to get it in a time in which you cannot use it.
I am. It's just like the title of our book. I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams. I am. The I am is very powerful. So that's step two, is detailing everything you want, writing it down specifically as to your specifications of what you want in a car. And go really deep in it. I write things like, only those are for my highest good may ride in my car. I am totally safe in my car.
You're still there, right, Joe? Joe?
I'm here.
Okay. We heard a blink.
Yeah, I'm still here. We're fine. We're fine, yes. I have a moment of panic when I hear that, too. But we're fine.
Listen, there was one more thing, and that was, that's step two. Then there's step three. After you've written down everything and detailed all you can about the car, every detail about whether it has insurance and how easily it's paid for and all these things that you want, right, then you visualize it.
And we don't just mean it. Use all your senses. Smell it. Feel the steering wheel in your hand. Hear the music playing. Feel the wind coming in through the window. Sit and close your eyes and feel as though you already have that car. Because if you can feel that way, then it's there. It's waiting for you.
You know, there's like, it's like when you ask for something that you want, whatever it is, and if it's a step up from where you are now, there's a natural resistance. I mean, you are really not resonating at the same level that what you're asking for is resonating at. It's and like attracts like. So you need to be at that same level. So a little trick that I use if I ask for a car is I sit then back and I relax and I close my eyes and take about 3 deep breaths and I imagine or I view this car in my mind and I see it. And as Penelope says, I try to smell the leather and feel it and taste it and see myself driving in it. And then as the final thing, it's just an image, right? So I try to drive this image into my left arm and up into my heart. And once I have it in my heart, I've broken through that border, that invisible reluctance or
inertia.
You know, and man, it's amazing how fast things happen.
I love that. So you drive the car into your arm, which leads right into your heart, and that leads right into your life.
Yes.
Right.
And that will lead into your driveway.
That's true.
It seems to work that way for us and a lot of people.
Very nice.
And then you go about your life. You don't sit and obsess about the car forever.
I am so glad you said that, because a lot of people write and they say, well, I'm doing that. What do I do now?
You let it go. You let the universe give it to you. If you're going to keep trying to do it yourself, no one else can help you. Let the universe help you. You don't have to do all the work anymore. You know, our system, we say, is about ask and receive. It's not about ask and achieve. This isn't a test for you to show how you can figure everything out. Get out of your own way.
You go about your life. You do your things. If you feel like calling people, I mean, you know, sure, you're going to make some calls on, like when I bought my Jeep. I'll go back to this one again because it's more recent than the other cars. And, well, there's some cars past that. But I'd gone through this, and I called a bunch of ads online and everything, and I said, oh, I'm done. I saw that all was putting into my heart. I was done. I didn't want to. I'm going to watch a Lakers basketball game. And I said, this was when we still had Shaq, and it was worth watching.
Let's just take a moment of silence.
Oh, yes. Anyway, so I was going to watch the game, and I was sitting there, and Diane says, somebody's calling about a car. And I said, I'm done with that right now. She says, she said he called you. It's a green Jeep like you've been asking for. And I said, oh, really? Tom, take the phone call. She had to yell at me. I mean, I was watching a game, you know. I was detached. So I went in and I talked to the guy, and it was everything I wanted. And I went over there to get the car the next day. And
you have to hear, this is the phone call we got. Oh, my God. It's the most beautiful color of green.
Yeah, it was
the most beautiful color of green.
Harvest green. You know, I don't know what harvest green is, but that's what the guy said it was. And I looked at it, and it turns out by meeting this man, I met his son, who buys lease deals and sells them to dealerships as a business. And since then, he gets us all our cars at half price. But I was looking at this car, and it was the most beautiful green I'd ever seen, because I wasn't going to buy a car one green, because that's my favorite color. I'm Irish, and I admit it. So I bought the car. I drove it home, pulled up there in front of the house.
And he's so proud.
And they said, well, where is it? And I said, right here. And they said, it's not green. That's taupe.
It's taupe. It's not green.
It changed colors on the way home.
Green. It was never green.
I love that car.
It's a chameleon car.
The universe knew that that's how to get his attention. Because that's what is important to him, that it's green. See, when you put those personal things in there, right, when you make it personal and you make it that something only you would know, then the universe can fulfill that quickly, because that's a single. That's a one in a lifetime. That's, if you say, it makes me feel like $1 million, it makes me feel like I'm opulent and powerful, it makes me feel like this. The universe knows how to make you feel that way. It's not generic.
There's two lines. I don't want to steal her thunder. She was on. I was just taking a moment here. Okay.
Uh-huh. Gee, thanks.
But there's two lines that I always write down, regardless of what I'm asking for. And I found this out when we bought a house down in San Clemente, and we looked forever. My wife wanted one kind of house. I wanted another. We couldn't agree. So finally, we're sitting at a Burger King out in BFE here in the desert, looking for houses. And I just got upset. I pulled out this thing and I wrote down two things, and I wrote down it. Our house finds us. We recognize it instantly.
Mm.
And you can do that with your car. My car finds me. I recognize it instantly.
Oh,
the next day, our agent had to have a root canal. She wasn't even with us. She sent us off to find houses. We don't even have a lockbox key to see anything, you know. And we, at dusk, it's getting dark. We drive up to this house and walk in the gate, in and around to the back. It's vacant, and the shades are, you know, pulled so you can actually look in. And we squint in, and this house is empty. At dusk, you can barely see inside. We haven't been inside. It's been on the market 2 months. And I turned to Diane. She said, "This is it." I said, "This is it. Let's go make a full price offer. We don't want to lose it."
Wow.
And we didn't even see it. And we had knew that that was our car, house.
I have a similar story. The first big car that I bought on my own was a Dodge Durango. And it was, you know, I drove a Jetta and a Bug and, you know, little kid
Six
cars.
6-liter engine. Ask her about that.
Oh, it's so nice in L.A. to be able to just drive past everyone. I have a mom car now, so we're not going to go there. And I wrote down on my list when I was deciding to go get that car, I wrote down, my car speaks to me. I thought, what the heck? We'll see if that, you know, I just get going and you just start writing details and you just try to be personal. And I wrote down, my car speaks to me. And it was raining that day and we stepped on this, which is always a great day to go buy a car because they got to get you a deal no matter what.
That's
so
true.
Keep that in mind. And we went onto the lot and we were just going to look. And I looked down the lane and there's just Durango after Durango after Durango after Durango. And there's this one Durango sort of pushed in front of the rest of them, maybe by 6 inches. And I looked at it, and I felt something funny, and all of a sudden I heard, there it is.
Mm.
I was like, I turned around, and looking at my husband, he's like, what? And I said, I think I just heard, there it is. He's like, where, what is? I said, that's my car. That's her. That's where she is. She's right there waiting for me. And I walked up, and this car was the last car of the previous model year. They gave me this car for about a third off because they had gone. It had been in every dealership. It actually originated in North LA, and we were in South Orange County, and that's a pretty big distance. They were trying to get the car to go. They were trying to get it out, and we got an incredible deal on it.
I mean, this was like into the spring of the new year.
Yeah,
they had to get rid of that car.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to have to interrupt here so I can go to my next guest. But this has been fantastic. These are great stories, great insights, and I love those three steps you gave and the examples that you've given. Do you want people to go to the Rich Dreams website? Is that where you want them to head out?
Yeah, go to Rich Dreams website. If they read the book, I mean, we don't sell the I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams book ourselves. There's a link there you can go from our website.
You can purchase it at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com.
And I strongly encourage
people to get it. Local bookstore, you can get our book, I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams, I Am, I Am, I Am.
And Joe.
The website is richdreams.com. Go.
Joe, and there's a little thing in there they're going to want to read in that book.
Yes.
It's called Cosmic Buying.
Cosmic Buying.
Cosmic Buying Power.
Cosmic Buying Power. When they go in there, there's a way you can go in, and if you go shopping and find what you want and claim it, and nobody else will buy it, and it'll wait for you.
Now that's
some incredible deals with this deal.
That's a beautiful tease right there, and I know it's a beautiful method. So I love Tom. I love Penelope. I love your book. I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams. I Am, I Am, I Am. So the website is www.rich, R-I-C-H, dreams, with plural, D-R-E-A-M-S.com, richdreams.com. Tom and Penelope, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Good luck, everybody. You're doing great.
All right. Talk to you later. Brad, are you on the line?
I am. And, Tom, if you're still there, if you want to be ready to have that Bentley or roll, stay on the line.
Well, that's not aging or anything. That's good,
Brad. That's good. Well, Brad, welcome back. You are back by popular demand. People have said that we wanted the EFT guy back on, so that's Brad Yates. You were on the very first call, weren't you? Was it?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, the very first on the teleseminar. Tonight's the third one. And I gave out the link earlier in case people wanted to go to the source, and that was the emofree.com, www.emofree.com. But you have your own website, your own book, and your own materials, and I don't have that in front of me. What's your website again, Brad?
It's www.bradyates, B-R-A-D-Y-A-T-E-S, .net.
.net. That's what was throwing me off. Bradyates.net.
Think all nothing right. but net.
All right. Well, the people listening, most of them have been on all three calls. They just heard Tom and Penelope. A lot of them have not picked out their car. A lot of them have picked out their car. Some of them have already gotten their car. But I've also heard, and so have you, from some people who have concerns. There are people who are worried about car payments, and I think they put the focus on the wrong place there, but let's just use that since it came up. There are people who are worried about having too much power in their lives. Like, they were unconscious creators before this whole teleseminar started or before they read The Attractor Factor. Now they're awakening to the fact that, oh, I've been creating my life, and that's scary because now what am I going to do next?
Very scary.
And so how I want you to help people and resolve these tensions and concerns and limiting beliefs so that people can attract the new car, the house, the wealth, whatever it is that they're looking for.
Yeah, and I'm really glad. I mean, it's really exciting to have Tom and Penelope on because so much of what I use has come from things that I learned from their book. And they addressed the issue of when describing the car saying that it's easily paid for. Because on your list, someone had said, well, just saying what I want is only half the part because you also have to say how it comes. And you answered, no, you don't have to say how. And part of the description is that it's easily paid for.
Yeah.
Not that manifesting the car means, well, I can go out there and buy it and have payments that are going to choke me.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to do that. That's another way of manifesting, but you want to manifest it in a positive way.
Yeah, and that's my whole point here. It can be easy and, of course, positive, and that's what we want to focus on.
Yeah.
So, Brad, we're in your hands. I can shut up and let you do what you need to do here.
Well, somebody's hands. I channel all my works.
So. There you go. Well, we're in good hands. Put it that way.
I trust the hands that you're in. In going through, of course, whenever I'm working with someone on whatever the issues are, and there's a lot of issues. Last week, what we tapped on was the idea of not being worthy,
yeah,
which is one of the biggest blocks to abundance. One of the things that's been coming up also, and I heard this from someone who was commenting on I think someone mentioned it last week, is the issue of it just doesn't seem possible.
Mm, okay.
It seems too easy to be able to do this. And I loved last week that when you and Bob were talking about going down and test driving the car.
Yeah.
Because I did that last week. I went down and test drove my car. And immediately everything comes up that's tells me why it's not possible. And I just started tapping on the way over there and test drove my car.
Well, I'm glad that you said that because, you know, people need to know that we all do these things ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, I do tapping myself. You just told me that you did it when you go to look at a test drive a car. And I also want to reiterate something that Bob had said, is that when you go to test drive a car, the car salespeople obviously want to make a sale that day, but they also know that people come to find out what car fits them. It's like trying on a jacket.
Right. There's not an expectation that as soon as they take you for a test drive, there's a guaranteed sale.
Yeah. So, you know, if you try on a jacket and it doesn't fit, you just put it back on the shelf. If you take your car for a ride and it doesn't feel right for you, you just say, thank you, I want to keep looking.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
For my own sake of integrity, I was totally upfront with the person. I'm not buying a car today, you know. Just so that you know, I'm not going to pretend that I'm walking in here with cash to buy this car today. And he said, fine.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever those fears come up, challenge yourself like that by test driving the car. And then do whatever. Tapping is one of the great tools. You can do it on the drive over and release all those fears.
What are they tapping on, Brad?
Well, just tapping on whatever the fear is. So even though I'm afraid I'm wasting this person's time, even though I'm afraid the car dealer's not going to like me, the salesperson's not going to like me, they're going to get angry. That could be a big thing is I'm afraid that if I test drive this car and I can't afford it today, they're going to be angry at me.
Mm.
And that could be all kinds of old issues
yeah.
that thank goodness you brought them up because once you brought them up, you can get rid of them. So,
and I remember the first time I went looking at cars back in the store that I had actually even forgotten. When I thought I wanted a Mercedes, I decided I didn't, and I was led, and it's important to realize, I felt led to check out Saturn cars, and they were fairly new when I first started looking at those cars.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't know what a Saturn was. It was a brand new car at a new company. And I remember going in, and I was embarrassed because I thought, oh, I'm going to test drive the car. I already know I like it. When I fill out the paperwork, they're going to find out I don't have the money to pay for it, and that'll be embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I had the thought, this is going to be embarrassing. They're going to get mad at me. I'm going to be red-faced ashamed, and I'm going to leave with my head hanging.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about tapping at that point. I think I was about to be introduced to thought field therapy shortly around that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through the process, and instead of leaving with my head hanging, I left with a brand-new car and the keys in my hand.
Yeah. We stop ourselves from so many things because of our fears. Just last week, my son couldn't ride a bike and said, I'm never going to ride a bike. I hate my bike. And then suddenly, within a matter of minutes, he went from training wheels to riding two-wheeler without any problem at all. And now
didn't
we can't
you have
get
a, to go buy him a bike Saturday? Didn't you?
Oh, yes, went and bought him a new bike because he got the training wheels and needed a bigger bike. It just happened instantly. Because he was somehow was able to move through that fear. And that's what tapping can do. And rather than just talking about it, I want to actually take you guys through the process. So it's not just information. I want everyone to have a visceral experience.
Can you tell them either how to follow along online, because some people are in front of their computers and they can go to the website,
okay.
or be so specific that they know to hit on the karate part point of their hand? And
yeah, absolutely. If you don't have an access to the picture of the tapping points, which you can do on my website, www.bradyates.net, and down the left-hand menu, go to where it says EFT Intro. When you click on that, down on the left-hand side will be a green box that says Brief Tutorial, and that'll show you a picture of Michelangelo's David, which to me is such a perfect image for this, because Michelangelo said the David was already there, perfect in the marble. I just had to chip away the parts that didn't belong. The philosophy behind my work is everyone, the person you most want to be is already perfect inside you. We're just tapping away the parts that don't belong.
Beautiful.
So, and then I'll describe. The first place we're going to tap is on the karate chop, and that's the side of the hand. If you were to karate chop somebody, right there on the edge of the knife edge of the hand, below the pinky. And then the next point is the eyebrow point, and that's right there at the beginning of your eyebrow. Close to the nose. The next point is the side of the eye, right there at the corner, outside corner of your eye, on the edge of the skull. The next point is right under the eye, directly below the middle of the eye. The next point is right under the nose, then right under the lip, right in the crease between your lip and your chin. The next point is the collarbone point, and the best way to do this is make a fist and hit with your fist right where the two collarbones come together. That little U shape there. The next point will be under the arm, and that's about 4 inches down from the armpit, right about bra strap level. And the last point will be on the top of the head, where you'd wear a beanie or a yarmulke. And I will say the point that we're tapping on. You don't have to repeat when I say the name of the point, but I do ask that you repeat the words that I'm saying, because we find that EFT is more effective the more emphatically you repeat the words, the more emphatically you say the words out loud. The words are designed to bring up whatever it is in your energy system that can then be balanced out. Again, for those of you who haven't been on, EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, is based on the idea that there is energy flowing through meridians in the body. This is the basis behind acupuncture. It's been working for thousands of years in Chinese medicine. Negative emotions, these fears that come up, these fears that we'll be embarrassed or we'll be scolded, are disruptions in this energy system. So by balancing them out, by tapping on these points, we clear out those negative emotions so that we're then free to move forward. You know, the idea that I'm not ready for my Rolls Royce, there's something in the energy system that comes up around that. So we can balance that out. So what I'm going to, what I think I'm going to do is use the expression, I don't think it's possible. And we'll see if there, I'll tie in as many different themes around the things we've talked about into this round of tapping.
I think that's an excellent one, Brad.
Yeah, because that's something that someone mentioned last week, and I think it comes up for a lot of people. It's like, it's a nice idea, but...
Right, how do you attract a brand new car? It sounds like it's not possible.
Yeah, it's fun to play along with, but I'm not going to get my hopes up.
Yeah, Joe's a nice guy, and we're having fun, and we're missing calls, but, you know... I'm not going to get my hopes up.
Right.
Yeah.
And because we don't get our hopes up, and we don't take the steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tom Pinelli said, get the notebook and write out the description. Well, yeah, you know, when I get around to it. But I'm not going to invest a lot of time in this because it's folly.
Can we do this in about 5 minutes or less?
Absolutely.
Isn't that beautiful?
We're going to jump right in. You know, well, it'll clear, for some people it'll clear a lot, some people a little bit. You know, we'll do what we can. So, starting tapping on the side of the hand, and Joe, if you can repeat out loud, I don't know if anyone else is still on this line.
It's probably just you and me, so I'll
okay.
repeat it out loud, but the people listening can repeat it out loud wherever they're
yep,
at.
Yeah, please do. So, side of the hand,
even though this couldn't be possible,
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though this can't be possible.
Even though this can't be possible.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Even though this can't be possible.
Even though this can't be possible.
It's way too easy.
It's way too easy.
The world just doesn't work that way.
The world just doesn't work that way.
If I want a luxury car...
If I want a luxury car...
I need to make a lot more money.
I need to make a lot more money.
I need to have a lot of things happen.
I need to have a lot of things happen.
I need an inheritance.
I need an inheritance.
Or some other huge thing to happen for me.
Or some other huge thing to happen for me.
Which I just don't see happening.
Which I don't see happening.
So this just isn't possible.
So this just isn't possible.
Because I haven't seen it happen before.
Because I haven't seen it happen before.
And I know everything.
And I know everything.
I'm sure I know everything.
I'm sure I know everything.
I'm so certain that I understand everything.
I'm so certain that I understand everything.
That this can't work if I don't think it'll work.
That this can't work if I don't think it will work.
And even though I don't think it'll work.
And even though I don't think it will work.
And it's not possible.
And it's not possible. I deeply and completely.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who has convinced me that this is not possible.
Who has convinced me that this is not possible.
Eyebrow point. It can't be this easy.
It can't be this easy.
Side of the eye. It cannot be this easy.
It cannot be this easy.
Under the eye. It just can't be this easy.
It just cannot be this easy.
On the nose, this belief that it can't be that easy.
This belief that it can't be this easy.
On the mouth, it would take a miracle.
It would take a miracle.
Collarbone, and I don't believe in miracles.
And I don't believe in miracles.
Under the arm, at least not in my life.
At least not in my life.
Top of the head, sure, I've heard stories.
Sure, I've heard stories.
Eyebrow point, the universe has delivered for other people.
The universe has delivered for other people.
Side of the eye, but those are flukes.
But those are flukes.
Under the eye, they're coincidences.
Those are coincidences.
Under the nose, it's nothing that I can trust in.
There's nothing that I can trust in.
Under the mouth, I can't believe in this.
I can't believe in this.
Collarbone, because I know everything.
Because I know everything.
Under the breast, under the arm, when I switch the light switch.
When I switch the light switch.
Under the arm, I fully understand the current of electricity.
I fully understand the current of electricity.
Eyebrow point. And the mechanics of the light bulb.
And the mechanics of the light bulb.
Side of the eye, and that's why the light goes on for me.
And that's why the light goes on for me.
Under the eye. I understand all the principles of aerodynamics.
I understand all the principles of aerodynamics.
Under the nose, and that's why I can fly on an airplane.
And that's why I can fly on an airplane.
Under the mouth. If I don't understand how it works.
If I don't understand how it works.
Collarbone, it can't work for me.
It can't work for me.
Under the arm, this fear that it can't work for me.
This fear that it can't work for me.
Top of the head, and this fear of finding out that it can.
And this fear that finding out that it can.
Eyebrow point, because then I'd have too much power.
Because then I would have too much power.
Side of the eye, maybe I won't let myself believe in it.
Maybe I won't let myself believe in it.
Under the eye, because then I've got too much power.
Because then I've got too much power.
on our nose. And as Spider-Man learned... I don't know. With great power comes great responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Collarbone. And I don't want responsibility.
And I don't want responsibility.
Under the arm. So I'm unwilling to commit. Top of the head. And to justify not committing... Eyebrow point. I'm holding on to my belief that it's not possible. Side of the eye. If I knew it was possible. Under the eye, I'd have to commit to it. Under the nose. And take responsibility for my life. Under the mouth. Past, present, and future. Collarbone. And that seems like too much power. Under the arm. And too much responsibility. Top of the head. Of course, then I could have the car that I want. Eyebrow point. Tough choice. Side of the eye. Living as a victim of circumstance. Under the eye. Free of responsibility. Under the nose. Or at least having the illusion of freedom. Under the mouth. Or actually being able to manifest what I want. Because the truth is... Under the arm. It's how the universe works. Top of the head. Whether I believe it or not. Eyebrow point. The universe works by the law of attraction. Side of the eye. Whether I believe it or not. Under the eye. Thinking about what I want. Under the nose. Creates what happens. Under the mouth. My thoughts are the cause. Collarbone. My circumstances are the effect. Under the arm. It always works. Top of the head. And so it's absolutely possible. And take a deep breath. All right, pull it in just under six. All right, you did great. So, for folks, you know, check out if you on a scale of how possible it seems for you, and you know, depending on where you're at, it may take a lot more tapping. Yeah, Joe. Yes. Can I just add one thing, Brad? Yes. I'm going to start looking for that Bentley again. That's a beautiful thing to add, Tom. Thank you. That means I've got to have the house to put it in, so I need a third car, garage. You don't know what that means out here in California. I live in California. I'm a native Californian. You do know what it means out here in California. I absolutely do. Hey, guys, I got like 1 minute left. I'm going to have to wrap this up. Thank you, Brad, and thanks, Tom, for coming in to say that. I didn't know you were participating, and it's so great to know that you were and to hear what the difference was for you. People, again, I want you to go to Brad's website, and if Brad, you're still there, it's bradyates.net. Correct. Okay. You have a final comment, so I don't completely cut you off here? Who is it? Someone says, expect miracles? Yes, expect miracles. I love it. Expect miracles. Brad, thank you again. My pleasure. Thank you very much. Okay. Folks, I wanted to mention a couple things. This was the third in our teleseminar series on how to attract a new car. The next one and last one, the final one, is next Wednesday, same time, same place, same phone number. I have two guests that I have never interviewed before that I'm very excited about. They are manifestation and prosperity specialists. They are experts. They are very well known. I'm amazed that they agreed to allow me to have them on this teleseminar for you, but they've agreed to do so. Also, I wanted to mention, since I ended up telling my story of how I got my first new car, which ended up being a Saturn, I want you to know that when I was handed the car keys and I was approved for a loan, I was very nervous because I thought, how am I going to make the payments on this car? That was one of the first thoughts I had. Now, today I know that I could have just tapped that away, but that was a real thought that was on my mind. And I realized I didn't have to have the money to make 6 years' worth of payments. I only had to have the money to make 1 month's payment. And then as the next month clicked in, I just needed the money for that. To my amazement, as I went for my dreams, which in my case was a brand new car, which in my case was a brand new Saturn, the money also showed up that I needed to pay for it. So trust was being required on all levels, but as I trusted, as I jumped off the mountaintop, I didn't fall to my death. I instead grew wings and flew.
So I'm going to unmute the call so you can say something, hello, goodbye, tell a joke, whatever. Let's see what you have to say. I'm going to unmute right now.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I heard a few thank yous, but just like the previous week, there are so many people calling in from all over the world that I can't hear all of you. But I can feel your energy, and let's all work together. Again, go to the website that's for our mutual support, attractorfactor.com/calls, C-A-L-L-S. I will send out all the links from tonight and all previous calls. I'll send that to everybody that's on this call that's signed up and so forth. So, again, thank you for listening. Focus on what you want. Expect miracles. I love you all. Good morning and good night.